I would like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, and also from Miscellaneous Writings. The Bible, Psalms. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be moved. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Matthew. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye need all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. The march of mind and of honest investigation will bring the hour when the people will chain with fetters of some sort the growing occultism of this period. Nothing is real and eternal, nothing is spirit but God and His idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. The power of Christian Science and divine love is omnipotent. It is indeed adequate to unclasp the hold and to destroy disease, sin, and death. The still small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in the dark places of fear. As the children of Israel were guided triumphantly through the Red Sea, the dark ebbing and flowing tides of human fear, as they were led through the wilderness, walking wearily through the great desert of human hopes and anticipating joy, so shall the spiritual idea guide all right desires in their passage from sense to soul. From a material sense of existence to the spiritual, up to the glory prepared for them who love God. Stately science pauses not, but moves before them, a pillar of cloud by day and of fire by night, leading to divine heights. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. Miscellaneous Writings. Every individual character, like the individual John the Baptist, at some date must cry in the desert of earthly joy and his voice be heard divinely and humanly. In the desolation of human understanding, divine love hears and answers the human call for help. And the voice of truth utters the divine verities of being, which deliver mortals out of the depths of ignorance and vice. Man is the offspring and idea of the Supreme Being, whose law is perfect and infinite. In obedience to this law, man is forever unfolding the endless beatitudes of being. For he is the image and likeness of infinite life, truth, and love. God is universal, confined to no spot, defined by no dogma, appropriated by no sect. No more to one than to all is God demonstrable as divine life, truth, and love. And his people are they that reflect him, that reflect love. Again, this infinite principle with its universal manifestation is all that really is or can be. Hence, God is our shepherd. It is the purpose of divine love to resurrect the understanding and the kingdom of God, the reign of harmony, already within us. Honor thy father and mother God. Continue in his love. Let your light reflect light. Have no ambition, affection, nor aim apart from holiness. Forget not for a moment that God is all in all. Therefore, that in reality there is but one cause and effect. Forget self in laboring for mankind. Then will you woo the weary wanderer to your door. Win the pilgrim and stranger to your church, and find access to the heart of humanity. While pressing meekly on, be faithful, be valiant in the Christian's warfare, and peace will crown your joy.